today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Carla has no rhythm. I don't know if I've ever shown you that in public, but it's pretty funny when I do, a little experiment. You know, like I'll say, we will rock you. Carla, tap along to that beat. And it's like, we will rock you. I got burned in my previous relationships with all my wives. I was happy till they went to a lawyer's office, took out their knives. I got screwed by two of my lady loves early in my life. I was suffering through divorce. It was causing me unneeded strife.
Hey, you know what Merle Rogers' sleep number is?
What?
Neither do I, because he never slept around me.
Whoa!
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now.
The TMOS fruitcake has returned, but only for a limited time. Order yours today at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The same great taste you remember at the same price as last Christmas. Get yours while you still can. Delicious, festive, and every purchase supports TMOS. It's fruitcake time, but only if you order right now. MikeO'MaraShow.com. This is a limited time offer.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Brookline, Massachusetts, Bend, Oregon, Weed, California, Skagway, Alaska, King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, and Arezzo, Italy. The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now, coming to you from the studios at Podville Media in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., just a stone's throw from the White House.
Yes.
And down here and also west South Florida. We're here to say hi, and 'tis the season. I want to start today, if I may, with a little Christmas treat. Now, in years past, I have done regular bits that have run through. I'm not sure how this bit will go as far as Christmas. In years past, we've had Santa, the drunken, obnoxious Santa. No need to say that's going to not be around. That might happen. We've had Vinny the Elf, a character I created that was a Bronx-based, Brooklyn-based elf.
Tough
that was
guy.
Very obnoxious. What's the other one we've done? We've done the Kraft baby marshmallows.
The recipes, yeah.
Recipes which people like. And this one is a new feature I'd like to introduce. It's not going to be weekly. God knows it might not even be bi-weekly. I have no idea. But there might be a component where there could be listener participation.
Mike, just
now, you
like
know that's
family,
always dangerous.
Just like family during the holidays, this could pop in at any time.
You never know.
You never knew.
You don't know when it's going to come up. Now, bear with me because this is the first time I've done it.
Yes.
But as you all know, there is one pop song that has become legendary when it comes to Christmas. I'm not talking about the oldies but goodies that you hear 1,000 times. I'm talking about the newer song that you hear 1,000 times. And that, of course, is Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Right.
And it's a punchy, wonderful Christmas ditty that everybody loves. Everybody loves this song. Everybody can. And it's grown year to year in popularity. And I think that's just wonderful. And, of course, much controversy has surrounded the pursuits of Mariah Carey as she litigates trying to become the queen of Princess of Christmas.
No, it was she wanted to be the Queen of Christmas, but they also applied for the Christmas Princess.
Yeah, they wanted all the titles.
Yeah,
cover it goes her bases. On and on.
Yeah,
it goes on and on, and it's a wonder. Well, do you have the Christmas song? Because if you have it, you know, I don't know whether you have the regular song.
I can get it for you. Just give me a moment. I didn't
just a second. So yeah. we know what we're talking about here.
Princess, then Duchess. What's the
I think
tier?
In her world, it would like to be the Queen of Christmas would have been what she likes more than anything else.
Correct.
You know, the Duchess, I don't think that that
but
would work
is a
really
Duchess.
Well.
Is that just one rung under
a duchess
under
is
the
below
princess?
A princess.
Well, that's but a duchess is bestowed, isn't it? And the other is by
you
blood.
Know, that's like a duke or a lord or one of those things. But
a serf is at the bottom.
No, a surf is a no, DJ.
A surf is a DJ, legendary DJ in Washington, D.C. Hello, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't have it, I'll, you know.
You don't have the song? I thought you had the song.
I thought I did. You know what? I have the karaoke version, which you have.
That's I can pull it up.
Okay.
I have a computer.
Yes, he does. Yes. Oh, Mike, I do have it here, as a matter of fact. Okay. There we go.
So this, you know, really, really stunning song by the great Mariah Carey.
This has got the extended intro. It picks up with the big vocal.
Okay. Well, now I don't want that. I thought you were going to play the pop version that's on radio.
Oh.
That's okay.
What were you going to play?
You know what? As a matter of fact, why don't I... Look.
Yeah.
The bottom line is rewriting lyrics to this Christmas song is something that I've chosen to do for my Christmas miracle. My Christmas feature. And the first one that came to mind, it was very organic. I have no idea whether this will die out in my brain quickly or whether I will keep it. But the rhythm and the patter of these lyrics seem to lend themselves to other subjects.
Yeah, so, that's understandable. Yeah.
With that said, I now give you All I Want for Christmas, the insurance company version, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Here we go. All right. Hold on. Oh, yeah. I just... deleted it. Damn it.
Oh, no.
All right. Stop tape. I'll come back and do it.
We'll be back, America.
Okay. So, all right. I just might as well get to it. Sorry for the little glitch there. Let's let's go.
We got it.
Yes.
I think I've sold it too much.
Really. I don't.
All right. Hold on. I hate all the early Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care to see insurance ads on TV with their greed. I don't like progressive gecko. I'm going to start again. Sorry, I blew it. This whole thing has been...
A chainsaw outside of my window.
Chris, doesn't Carla know to do the yard work after the show?
The hell is that?
Well, it's not a jackhammer.
What are they chopping down?
You did have hurricane.
Yeah, you did. You did.
A one, a two, a three. I hate all the... That's too high a
frog,
key.
Frog in your throat.
You did. You had a lot of keys
water?
There.
Do you have a liquid IV, anything around you?
Yes, just I do, right here.
Wet your whistle.
Liquid IV.
And I think, Mike, when this bit catches on, Oscar and I can sing backup for you. Because there
now,
is a backup
also,
part.
In my mind, I have to explain full disclosure.
Yes.
When I hear the chainsaw, I think there is a possibility they are hacking down the shrubs that blew over that I was told they could lift up and sort of reseat where they were.
Do you want to run and go check?
No, I don't. No, I've had... There's enough
is
lack
Carla
of professionalism
yell at
during
you
this.
For not asking about the shrubs?
No, she's not. No, okay. Here we go. One, okay. Two, three. I hate all this early Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care to see insurance ads on TV with their greed. I don't like progressive Geico, State Farm, and Old Liberty. Flo and all the other actors that couldn't get on real TV. I'm so sick of saturation, insurance industry masturbation. Make them go away, yay, yay. 'Cause at the end, they never will pay.
Thank you very much.
And then I try to turn it down on the board.
That
never
it.
Works.
That was
thank
worth
you.
The wait.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that was
that's
worth
a,
it. Yeah.
So that's what you'll hear from now on.
I'll jingle.
Just do
jangle.
Those little. And feel free if you ever want to just you know jot one down and deliver it yourself. You know, either one of you are more than welcome. I will have this hopefully.
Can
now.
I write one for Oscar to sing?
I'd love to.
I would because he's a wonderful. Yeah. You know that
we like to sing. The three of us do like to sing. That's
I think
the way
two
that goes.
Of us like to sing.
Well, I like to sing. I'm just as Shannon said. I'm tone deaf.
He's really not that great.
All right, since we brought this up, I have to tell you something about the whole rhythm thing. Carla and her mom, when they will dance, and they occasionally during the holidays will like do a dance and they'll do a twirl around the room and stuff like that. And it's funny to watch because like, well, I'll show it to you with this song. Okay,
okay.
Here we go. I'll do it. All right, here we go. All right.
Yeah, it's
There's no
they're beat. Doing the Elaine Bennis.
There's no rhythm.
Yeah. Right.
And I am look, my son has taken piano lessons since being a very young boy, And I fear that he has also not gotten the gift of... Anybody's familiar with Mr. Holland's opus?
Yeah.
He takes a jock from the football team and the guy doesn't have any rhythm. And he's African-American, and of course the stereotype of African-Americans that was around, and even probably politically incorrect when you consider that Mr. Holland's Opus is now an old movie. But if you just take away the whole racial factor, which they played up a bit in that movie, you got a kid that's a football player trying to be on the band and try to play drums, and he doesn't have any rhythm, and Richard Dreyfuss tries to teach him rhythm. I'm wondering, when I see that, if... It concerns me because Michael is not as severe as Carla. Carla has no rhythm. I don't know if I've ever shown you that in public, but no. It's pretty funny when I do a little experiment. You know, like I'll say, we will rock you, Carla. Tap along to that beat. And it's like, we will rock you. And it's funny.
Does she have any musical background? Because you have a very musical background.
No. No, she does not. But she loves music.
Sure.
But at the beginning of our courtship, when I'm listening to Buddy Rich and I finish up and my hands are going like this and I'm like, I'm doing
air drums.
Yeah.
Car,
and she looks
yeah.
casually over to me to the left and goes, you're a dork.
Yeah.
That was the beginning of our romance, to be perfectly honest. She called me a dork and I fell in love with her. Uh-huh. It's like, you're such a dork.
Yeah.
And
a
I
dork
just,
with rhythm.
This, yeah. Here's this. Yeah. Here's this tiny middle school student sitting next to me. No, I'm sorry. No,
she was a senior in high school.
You say you should get in the band.
I found a beautiful picture of you and Carla from your wedding. It's a wedding. It's actually your wedding photo.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like yesterday you guys got married.
Yeah.
Right.
You guys haven't aged a bit.
I got married to a younger woman who was right for me.
And
she was 22 years old underneath my Christmas tree. I like Carla, she likes me. We're a couple having fun.
And
if you wanna give me grief, I'm going to get me a gun. Why don't you leave me alone? Throw me an ageist bone. Make my dreams come true. Eat a giant pile of boo. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Boo.
You all got
on
married.
The fly,
yeah.
Was she still in her 20s when you were married? No, she was the...
She was in her early 20s. I was in my middle life.
And
I know what those people thought when I changed the course of life. I married Carla when she was very young compared to me. It turned out to be the best decision of the world for me. I know people throw some darts. They can go take big wet farts. I am happy now. Go to hell, you ugly old cow.
Ah.
I didn't realize I could do it on the fly.
Was there a prenup?
I got burned in my previous relationships with all my wives. I was happy till they went to a lawyer's office, took out their knives. I got screwed by two of my lady loves early in my life. I was suffering through divorce. It was causing me unneeded strife. Then I got the big paper. And that's why I can't get... Anyway, that's it. I'm sorry. I tried. I
the
ran out of gas
yes.
on
yes. 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 Lots of ink.
Yeah,
lots
there is one. There is one. And then there's one for, yeah, it's, yeah. And it, you know, I didn't know until 10 years down the road that it really was kind of the way it was going to be.
Like a crab.
Yeah. Well, she's just not.
It's horrible.
It's fun. She's fun. She's fun. She's like, and now she's, you know, contributing to the,
yeah.
you know,
but
to
no
the
rhythm?
Overall financial. None. Zed Bagel. Mm. And my son is on the cusp. By the way, my son is knocking out Jingle Bells with the right hand and the left hand, so he's doing stuff I can't do, but
well,
I
that
just
piano,
wonder...
That will save him. Piano, I mean, with the fact if you're playing two-handed piano pieces, that's all about rhythm.
Wouldn't you rather him be able to carry, or I'm sorry, or throw a fastball than carry a tune?
I want them to be an inch deep and a mile wide. I like, you know, I'm a big prescriber to the theory that you let him have a little of everything. I was golf, golf, golf. Now he's into baseball. We throw the football around. He likes a lot of different stuff. He even his video games. I you know, I let him do that as well. He's all over the place.
And there's a happy medium, Oscar. He could play organ at the stadium.
Ah.
You see?
He likes math too, which I hated. So, you know, like every DJ. I don't think
does
a
he
DJ
excel at math?
Yeah, he does.
He's
yeah.
probably great. Yeah.
How's Carla in math?
Carla's good at math, better than I am.
Okay.
Much better
so
than
like
I am.
So, like Mrs. Liddy.
You know how I count on my fingers. That's yeah. how bad I am. I'm terrible.
So
Mrs. Greer in my middle school.
No, I referred to
focus solely. Mrs. Greer focused solely on the smart kids and the dumb kids. And those of us that coasted
in the
and
middle.
Got by were left in the middle.
Yeah.
Absolutely left in the middle. I would love to be better at math. Math scares
but
me.
I was referring not to Mrs. Greer, but Mrs. Liddy. Who was chosen by Gordon
oh,
Liddy
by because her, by her stature, her large stature and
yes.
musculature,
yes,
and her excellent ability in mathematics.
That's right. He wanted to breed good kids.
You heard him say that, right?
Oh yes,
you've heard him say
he
that.
Said
I never
on
heard
the
that.
Air.
Yeah,
on the air.
I
yeah,
he did.
Yeah. It might be in the book.
God
Will,
rest his soul.
Out of print.
Yeah. Will. The trick is not minding. The trick is not minding. Holding my hand over a flame. Don Geronimo, my balls are bigger. Yes, sirree. Don't challenge me. Oh, God.
My favorite ever was when he got a call from a guy, and he says, what was it like in solitary confinement? And he says, well, one of their key strategies is to remove your notion of what time of day it is, but I watched the ants.
Oh, God. You know, making it sound like it's a scene from Papillon.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
I mean, it's funny. It's the D.C. jail.
Well,
yeah, not a happy
I was
place.
Where was he locked up? D.C. jail.
Yeah, and also, I recently rewatched All the President's Men.
Yeah.
Great
it's,
movie.
It's so
oh,
great.
Phenomenal movie.
It's so phenomenal.
Movie.
And the way they talk about Liddy in that is so funny, because at one point I turned to Carrie and said, I worked with that guy.
Yeah.
That guy,
yeah.
that nutcase. They talk
you know,
about, I worked with
they,
him.
They wheel out old Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein. And I think when we were watching them the other night on the cable news network, I looked
yes.
over at my wife. I said, you know, these guys were the S. They were the S. They're the guys that
yeah.
Brought down you
a
know,
presidency.
An entire government
mm-hmm.
because of you know, illegal activities. And there they are, the guys that did that. And the personalities, if you are a connoisseur of All the President's Men, but by the way, a soundtrack, a score that
is it Lalo
I think,
Schifrin,
one of the greatest.
I think?
I have no idea,
I just,
but so
you all realize
phenomenal.
I just saw that film like 3 years ago.
Yeah, it's, we talked you into it.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. I was like, and it
for
was,
a
and
dated
it held up.
Film,
it held
for a
up.
Dated film, it's just amazing the way it does.
The
hold
same
up,
way
you, know?
You feel about that experience, I feel about the guys on the Lincoln Project, and when I see George Conway walk in, like mm-hmm. walking history, or Congressman Joe Walsh walk through here. And
yeah,
you're like, whoa.
I think you're looking at guys that are going to be judged in a very small pocket of people that were in the Republican Party. That is a small group of guys this is what I will always love about. And by the way, as I said yesterday, don't underestimate him. Have every belief he's mm-hmm. going to be the nominee
right.
again. And there is a, look, who knows? I don't predict anything. I don't get happy. This mm-hmm. is the greatest example we've ever had. However, I think when you talk about the small number of people in the Republican Party that bucked him, they are going to be, you know, they're going to be revered in history. I don't think there'll be monuments because the activities,
no, but
you know,
they
what
will
you did
be
was
remembered.
The right thing.
Yeah.
But they will be
yes.
remembered for going against that.
On the right
people,
side of
the
history.
Great silent people that let him just be, you know, be him. It's crazy. I don't know. It's this is going to be. I think that the bravery of certain people will be acknowledged by history, but I don't know because we probably won't be here.
The score of All the President's Men was David Shire. I apologize.
It really
it was
is
not
fun
Lalo
to
it was great. And you know what? The reason
Hal Holbrook is Deep Throat, which was
oh,
just fantastic
Jason Robards
casting
as
yeah.
Ben Bradley.
And as Ben Bradley, Jason Robards was Ben Bradley.
Yeah, yeah.
As far as I was
but
concerned,
but when you
it
call it a dated
now.
Movie, I almost think it escapes being dated because it's such a time capsule. It's mm-hmm. almost a history lesson, and
right.
it's got the best location shots of DC of any movie ever made.
It really does.
Really, a
Dustin
great
watch. Hoffman looks taller in that movie too.
He wore lifts.
Yeah, they were shooting him from interesting. Speaking of shooting a guy from interesting angles, later in the show, I might want to talk about a new TV show, and the very tall Charlie Hunnam, who is Jax on Sons of Anarchy, has a new show out. I want to talk about it, but let me tell you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I don't know what the show is, so I'm excited to hear about that. I've never asked you, and you can answer yes or no. Is he as attractive in real life?
Oh, he's taller, like significantly north of 6 feet taller.
Now I'm swimming.
So he's so not only is he dreamy, but you realize he's just a big strapping.
Yeah. How are his math skills?
I didn't get into it. We were in the trailer with Katie Sagal, so I didn't get a chance.
I would have said, Charlie, could you please do some times tables for me, honey?
I don't hop in a car. In this case, maybe my sickle. I think I rode my motorcycle up there to do an interview. Like I say, I will go to, but the Sons of Anarchy, that was an opportunity that I said, I'll take my little digital recorder and I'll go up there and chat with them. And I got some pictures of it that I still have. And it was fun. You know, I love doing a good interview, and it was cool talking to him.
A-lister.
And they both even liked my shtick. They were eating salads when I was talking to them. And
really?
After the interview, I got what did I get? What are those things? Belgian waffle. Anyway.
Was it like a craft service table?
Where they were in their trailer, and then they were eating like really healthy salads.
Oh, okay.
And
all right.
It was a carnival place, so I got that.
I would have done that.
Funnel cake.
You didn't look for the turkey leg?
No. Too much protein. Not enough empty calories with fat.
Love the empty protein.
This is very brief, and that's why I'm glad we got to it later in the first segment here. I want to tell you about just the idea of communication. You know, behind the scenes on the Mike O'Meara Show, we occasionally will have issues with communication. Things not being communicated properly, things slipping through the cracks, and we are a tiny operation.
Yeah.
So that happens. Yesterday, I will not give you brand names because I don't want to promote any particular automobiles. Suffice it to say that I took my car, which used to be my wife's car, into the shop because I can best describe the feeling 3 days ago or 2 days ago when I picked my son up from school and got out on the road and the car went, with a transmission as something that was low. So I call him and I said, listen, I got a rear seatbelt that hasn't worked almost since we've had the car.
Right.
But that's not what I'm calling about. First of all, I've absorbed my wife's car, and I don't know exactly what the tune-up schedule is. But the most important thing I want to share with you is that the car, occasionally, when you're coming up from a dead stop, behaves like a bucking Bronco.
Yeah.
I think there's something with the transmission, something that's a little off. So the lady on the other end of the line at the service department at this dealership says, well, if it's doing that, we have a two-week out schedule. Where we're not scheduling for 2 weeks, but if that's what it's doing, bring it right in. I said, I can bring it in tomorrow. Bring it in tomorrow. Tell them that I told you that it was an emergency situation.
Was she attitude-y at all, or was she as helpful
nice.
As you presented?
Very kind,
okay,
very
great.
Nice.
Good, good.
So I go into the service department, and I pull in. You know, it's like one of those garages where you go through, and there's service people all over the place.
The bay, Mike.
And the first person comes out to me. Can I help you? And I explain the situation, and it becomes apparent to me as I'm doing this, the person is not really listening because this person is in no way a service advisor. This person is the person that's responsible for shepherding the customers to the seating area. And
yes,
so
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
So she's like, okay. So I'm like, yeah, I've got this transmission issue, and we've got it back, and we got to tune up, and I want to. And she goes, uh-huh. Okay, just come back here. And she's not written anything down. And I realize I just did that for no reason.
She wants to show you to the free coffee machine. That's her job.
And they're remodeling. So there's some three guys walking through the dealership with analysis of the tile that wasn't quite right. I don't know, but I'm watching this. And they have these chairs. It's not a lounge area. It's just sitting against the wall. And it's where these temporary service counters are set up. And there's much activity, flying around, blah, 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 everything's going on. And so I sit down. And as I sit down, I realize she had said nothing to me regarding so-and-so will talk to you. They'll be there. Just sit. There's no communication. And I didn't
do anything to facilitate. Yeah. I'm just sitting down. I take a look at some of the cars they have. They only had two that were out there. And then I walk back and I sit down again. I look over across. There's a vending machine. Don't want to deal with that. And then a guy comes over to me and says, so what seems to be the problem? I said, oh, well, this is my guy. And he's got the paperwork. He's got the clipboard. And I said, blah, 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 bucking Bronco, da, da, da. He said, I really can't get that car looked at until Friday, but I can get it diagnosed in a couple of hours. That is the quote.
Okay.
That is what he said. But let's get you over to scheduling. And he walks over and he introduces me to, let's see, what will the name be? Let's call her Tiffany.
Okay. All right. That's a pretty name.
So yeah. Tiffany looks up and Tiffany has what I like to call in any kind of service situation. It can be anything you deal with. It can be a receptionist at an office building. It can be a server in a restaurant. Tiffany has what I like to call those dead, I don't give an ass eyes.
Yeah.
I should say I don't give a eyes.
Okay.
So she's sitting there and she says, okay, let me look. All right. Okay, we can get you in on November 28th. I said, what? Hold on a second. The guy just said to me that they can fix it Friday. They can diagnose it in a couple of hours. She goes, no, we're booked solid. And about nine times they said the hurricane.
Okay.
They're getting the mileage out of the hurricane that they can get. And, you know, in the case of automobiles, you know, it's either kind of like a total loss. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not totally play. If you're talking about housing, yeah, I get it. If you're talking about insurance, I get it. In a dealership where people are getting tune-ups, it's busy.
She's
right?
just throwing out like the hurricane is a buzzword. Yeah.
So I'm sitting there going, this guy just said, they'll diagnose it. I'll wait a couple hours. Said, well, I just told him my wife's going to pick me up and you guys are going to diagnose it. And I said, what's going on here? And she goes, hold on. Let me get, let's call him for lack of a better word. Let's get Rich. Let's get Rich.
So Tiffany reaches out to Rich.
Young 20-something Rich comes over and Rich says, yeah, what's going on? I said, she says they don't have anything till the 28th. He goes, yeah. I said, dude, I use dude. I said, dude, you just told me they'll fix it Friday and they'll diagnose it in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, and then he looks over at Tiffany and says, so what's the situation? We don't have anything till the 28th. And the guy looks back at me and goes, oh, yeah, all right. I'm like, no, Rich, you just said, he said, no, what I said to you was, how did he put it? What I said to you was, we'll get you scheduled in a couple of hours. I said, you said nothing of the kind like that.
Wow.
What you said to me is you will diagnose it in a couple of hours and get it if it needs to be fixed. On Friday, and if it's drivable, I'll take it away. That was our conversation 10 minutes ago. The hurricane is really, I'm like, and at that point, at a very loud voice, they said, this is an S show. And and then from in back of me, someone who has materialized.
Yes.
My favorite pit bull, I hear from back of me, Carla saying, it certainly is.
Oh, and now she appeared.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah.
Long and short of it, I made an appointment for the 28th, drove the car, whether it's dangerous or not, and thank you for absolutely nothing. So for anybody that's ever gone through that kind of crap at a, it's a minor inconvenience. I consider it a first world problem, but it still pissed me off because I was lied to.
They lied to you. And
then he covered his lie by saying, no, because it would take me 2 hours to go to the service counter
and schedule
an appointment, you liar.
This has got to be training.
And you made it home.
This has got to be training.
I have no idea, but they were running around like ants, fire ants on an anthill.
Aren't all the cars new now in Florida?
Yeah. No, not really.
No.
No. But it's just, I wonder how many people would just have taken it. Ultimately, you had to.
We all take it in the keys.
You have to take it. You got to get the car fixed.
But not
it's a leased car.
But the thing is that how many people would call him on his blatant lie?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think I'm ever going to lease a car.
A lease is great for you. You switch up every couple of years. You like the latest and greatest.
But I like control. I like, and by the way, Elise is not great for me because I don't switch up every couple of years. I switch up every couple of hours. Having old habits when you have a few shekels to rub together. Die hard, you know?
How many times have I heard a guy take my son out for an ice cream
on a Saturday and came back with a Dodge Challenger?
How many times have I heard you say, I'm just so sick of red cars.
That's never been my color.
And I absorbed her car, and her car is fine. And it's just, but I mean, when it's jerking around like that. But then when I took it off the dealer lot, it seemed to be running okay. So I guess I'll be all right. I have no idea. Yeah.
Be careful, please. Yeah. Please.
It's so nuts down here. I mean, it is so nuts right now down here because it's these giant debris trucks.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about millions of cubic yards of debris down here, and they're doing the Lord's work. It's truly amazing what they're doing down here and the need and how much they're hauling away. So they're these giant trucks that have a hydraulic arm in the back of the front part of it and then a full-size trailer attached to it. So they're two giant box trucks that have an opening at the top where they dump this debris in, and they're all over the place. Then you get the people that have just arrived that are all going, where's my gummy drop? You know, it's like they're driving around. They're clueless. And then you have
the population. You have the hurricane.
You have the hurricane. You have an expanded population due to the snowbirds. You have an expanded population due to the workers that are coming down for their money from other parts of the country. Mm-hmm. And you have the locals like me that are just down here hanging, and it's just what I hear is the combustion engine is alive and well in Southwest Florida, because you hear, I'm outside throwing the football with Michael, and I hear this is exactly what I can describe. I hear, and one of the guys I was playing golf with like a couple of months ago, the retired teacher goes, I don't like to think ill of people, but I hear so much of that. I would really love to hear the crash of metal sometime when that happens.
Wow. Very dark.
I said, that's a pretty dark thought. And then a car went, I'm with you, Jim. I'm with you all the way, buddy.
If I recall, your car used to do that. And your motorcycle did that.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. I'm older now. I'm an old fart. I want it quiet. I want my cars to go Camry volume.
Or
electric cars. Electric cars are fun too, but those are too, they're pricey and they fall apart.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So that's it. That's my little Southwest Florida thing I wanted to tell you about.
Well, I don't like Rich.
Rich, I'm probably going to have to deal with him when I take it back.
Richard Dick.
December 3rd now.
That's ridiculous. It was the 26th.
They couldn't do me on a Tuesday or a Thursday.
They had an attitude and they're like, December 3rd, you're burnt.
Tiffany. Right. That's Tiffany's fault.
That's why Mr. O'Mara, prior to the holiday, is becoming an expert in getting out of leases. Yes, sirree. That's what I'm trying to do.
Leasetrade.com.
Yeah. Leasetrade.com. You were on that. I was on that site.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Maybe they can help you with your lease of Yellowstone.
Yeah. Well, this car was valued at a lot of money, and then they finally give you the amount that it's worth now if I get bought out, and it's worth $1. One American.
Hey, gang, it's Twitch in the kitchen. Now that it's full-on fruitcake season, we're gearing up in the TMOS Commercial Bakery to start cranking out these delicious Rob's Beeswax signature fruitcakes. And today I want to introduce you to our newest TMOS Keebler elf that'll be helping us do all the baking in the big hollowed-out oak tree. It's legendary AC/DC lead guitarist Angus Young. Angus brings that great rock star energy to the kitchen that'll really help us crank out these incredible fruitcakes this year.
Ooh, baby!
Problem is, Angus is only about 3.5 feet tall, and Rob's already stepped on him 4 times.
I got nightlife!
More brown sugar, Angus!
Yay!
Bells, bells, go to MikeOMaraShow.com and order your fruitcake today. They're only available for a limited time, so get them now or you'll miss out for another entire year. Rob, you're standing on Angus again!
That's right, we have a big rocker in the kitchen this year.
Yes.
Hey, as the NFL, what did I say NFL for? Because there was NFL in front of that.
What?
Forget it. As NFLflation numbers go, do the mortgage interest rates. And You might know that we just saw a nice dip in inflation, which leads mortgage rates down as well. So what does this mean to you? Well, according to my friend and good guy, all-around good guy, Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, this is a great time to buy a home. This higher rate environment has led to less competition for buyers and better deals now versus last year. Wherever you are in the home buying process, you need the experts at Cornerstone First Financial to help you navigate this housing market. Plus, history proves home prices will hold and ultimately increase through and after recessions. Call now to check out what these guys can do for you because they're the best. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, call Cornerstone First Financial today. The number one rated mortgage company of all TMOS listeners, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
This is The Homepage, and today we start with a name from the past, if you're a movie fan, Brendan Fraser. Remember that?
Yeah,
The Mummy.
Brendan Fraser. Yeah, really,
and
The Mummy
Encino
guy.
Man.
He's probably going to get a lot of attention this award season, and this is the reason. He did a great performance in the movie The Whale. That's the story of Moby Dick, I believe. It's the reboot of the Moby Dick story.
It's not.
No, it's the Carvel.
Fudgy?
Fudgy, yeah.
No, it's about a fat guy.
But
is it really?
Isn't it the Carvel founder?
No, it's not. It's just about a heavy guy. And he got
How come
grief.
I didn't hear about it? And how come, I mean, I can't believe
it was,
I didn't hear about it.
Well, I mean,
is it in fat guy circles?
No, yeah, it's real big in the fat guy circles, Mike. You haven't been to the meetings.
Well, I'm a fat guy. I should see I'm top of the list.
But the thing is it was in real limited release.
Lucky this.
And then he got a lot of grief a few months back because he put on prosthetics to play the part, and they said a real fat person should have played the part.
Oh, or he should have gained the weight.
Are you kidding me? Mm. Really?
That's what it was.
Yeah. Don't expect to see him at the Golden Globes. In 2018, Brendan revealed that he was groped back in 2003 by Philip Burke. He was the head of the Globes governing body, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. Fraser said it led him to being blackballed from the film industry. And also caused him years of shame and depression. I had no idea. Because he did kind of go away for a while.
A long time, yeah.
The HFPA expelled Burke last year for various reasons. But they said that while his touching of Fraser was inappropriate, they felt it was meant as a joke, not a sexual assault. What do you do, grab him in the balls or something like that? Is that what he did?
I think he grabbed his ass.
He grabbed his ass?
That's
well,
what
Brendan's
I think.
Not
I don't
down
know. I'm
with
not
that,
clear
so he's
that.
Skipping the Globes. He told GQ magazine, "My mother didn't raise a hypocrite. You can't call me you can call me a lot of things, but not that." So I guess he feels it'd be hypocritical for him to go and hang out. So that's that. Did you find anything else about the movie?
Fantastic reviews.
Yeah, very, very well regarded.
So he's right. I've seen pictures of Brendan Fraser on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought he gained weight, like all of us during the pandemic.
Right.
He's actually playing a character, and I don't
called The Whale.
Yes, but for me, I don't know. Like I joke around about my weight gain, which I have, but I don't know what this is gonna. It's getting such critical acclaim. Now I'm. Like super interested. This is crazy.
I'm gonna watch it if it's because it's
interested
the buzz.
In what way are you going to gain more weight?
No, I just want to like how does it's you know we Dallas Buyers Club.
Yes,
you see the transformation of Matthew McConaughey and you know he's fighting with a. It's a compelling movie.
Yeah, he's emaciated.
We have like for what is gonna be the narrative for being a fat guy.
So it's like a new attitude type movie?
I don't know. We're going to see.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Maybe.
And I'm excited about it because now I can I got something to watch while I'm finishing my son's Halloween candy. Tom Brady, Giselle Bündchen, and Steph Curry, plus a host of other huge name athletes and celebs. They've all been sued following the collapse
Mike
of FTX.
Mike is groping some Twizzlers.
Yeah, fun. The class action lawsuit was filed in a Florida federal court on Tuesday, just days after users of the FTX platform lost their shirts when the company suddenly collapsed. According to the lawsuit, honcho Sam Bankman-Fried created a fraudulent cryptocurrency scheme designed to take advantage. The attorneys pointed to an ad that Brady and Giselle did together in 2021. The suit also claims an ad featuring Larry David, which ironically enough showed the comedian being skeptical of crypto, also contributed to millions of Americans signing on. According to the suit, the collapse of it all, coupled with the resignation of SBF, cost consumers over $11 billion, and the plaintiffs are looking to recover. Did the ads have those disclaimers on there all supposed to? Like, current success is no promise of what,
They did, and... But it is, this is, I don't think this is the beginning of what's going to be, you know, months of disclosures and other houses falling, not in the financial world, but in the crypto world. Let me add this real quick. This
FTX?
FTX and
FTX
the founder.
FTX woman?
This is the new Bernie Madoff.
It's a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
Okay. And manipulation of crypto markets.
A lot of people losing their shirts.
I want to just quickly, because I want to give full circle. The premise of the whale is this. The 600-pound middle-aged Charlie tries to reconnect with his 17-year-old daughter. The two grew apart after Charlie left his family for a man who later died. Charlie then went on to binge eat out the pain and guilt that resulted from his current appearance.
And his name is Charlie.
He has a family, and he falls in love with a man.
Yes.
Leaves, the man dies, and he eats himself to death, right?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yes.
Oh, all right. That's depressing.
It's a comedy.
All right. I've said for a long time,
It's not really.
We've said on this show quite often, do not rely on Hollywood celebrities or actors for... anything. Don't rely on anybody except what, you know, read it all, digest it
Remember
all,
seven
and
minute
do
abs.
It.
Yeah.
Everybody's entitled to their opinions, but this is why I think you have to take everything, you know, with a grain of salt when it comes out of Hollywood. Millie Bobby Brown has said...
Millie Bobby
Brown? She has said that she addressed the Earth is Flat comments that she made in a TikTok video when she was 14. She clarified that she no longer believes in the conspiracy theory. Isn't that great? The Stranger Things and Enola Holmes actress appeared in a recent edition of Vanity Fair's Lie Detector series where she was questioned about the clip of her saying the world is flat. When asked if she still believes it, Brown responded, no, with the test confirming that she was telling the truth. I guess they put him on a lie detector or something.
And also
like
no blood came out of her nose.
After giving her answer, however, the actress jokingly admitted to still having some doubt.
Millie Bobby Brown!
Here's the quote. Although I've never seen the, you know, when you're on a plane and sometimes you can see it, the curve, I've not seen that yet.
Yeah, well, Millie Bobby Brown, like, you have to see it to believe it. The curve.
Asked by the test operator if she'd ever seen satellite pictures of the Earth, Brown sarcastically replied, yeah, I have. Okay.
Yeah, I have. On the internet.
All right, I don't like these stories, but I give it to you right here. The American Farm Bureau Federation just put out its annual Thanksgiving report. The average dinner for 10 will cost $64.05 this year, up 20%. 20% with inflation.
That's a big jump.
That's $6.41 per person. That is why I am charging. And that's up from $5.33 a year ago. It varies around the country. In the South, it's $5.84. The Northeast, of course, $6.40 more.
No cover at my house this year, Mike, but there is a two-drink minimum.
There you go. The Midwest, $6.42, and you'll save because you're not drinking at all.
That's for you.
That's true.
And out west, sorry, Californians, $7.14 per gallon.
We've already saved over $3 in ice.
Yeah, it's crazy, but
it's still one of the cheapest meals all told. If you think about it, $7 a person, that's not bad.
And how many acres are you to say? And there are leftovers.
thank you, Scott Pelley.
as there, and don't forget the leftovers. I'm Scott Pelley tonight on 60 Minutes.
What's with your mouth, Scott?
I don't know. As 2022 goes out, so too will a recent holiday tradition. During CNN's broadcast of various New Year's Eve celebrations, Don Lemon probably won't be downing shots on camera this year. The Warner Discovery-backed news outlet wants to pare back some of the zany antics that have become a staple. But why are they being less fun? For God's sakes, let them cut loose.
Yeah.
While Anderson Cooper will still be able to imbibe during primetime hours along with Andy Cohen, the duo holds forth in Times Square. Correspondents and anchors who may have slurped down booze before are not going to be allowed to on camera, and they have to halt the practice. I hope they go against it. I hope they rebound.
I love when Andy Cohen drinks so much, his eyes match up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They got to sneak a few. But also, he's got the morning show.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. He's got the morning show. So, you know, there's that. And now a little something-something, gentlemen. A Texas woman who stands 6'9" tall.
Baby.
Was awarded a Guinness World Record for having the world's largest feet. Guinness World Records announced Tanya Herbert of Houston was bestowed the title of largest feet on a living person after her right foot was measured. Are you ready for this? 13.03 inches long.
Wow.
And her left foot was measured at 12.79 inches long.
Nice.
Herbert wears a woman's size 18 shoe or a men's size 17, depending on the brand.
Like Shaq.
She said she has to shop for shoes online since no stores carry products large enough for her feet. She said other large-footed women she met online offered her some tips so she doesn't have to exclusively dress in men's shoes. Here is her quote.
I would buy some of the largest shoes I could find online and manipulate those to extend them out a little longer and make them a little wider so that they would fit my feet.
Miss Herbert.
That's what she told.
Yeah.
Guinness Book of World Records.
I'd like to watch her manipulate. Yes. Manipulate
at the end of the end of the interview, she was very excited and she went,
yeah.
That's it. We have to take a break. Remember, I told you I did the rehearsing this morning. So I did. I'm such an idiot.
Miss Herbert.
Thank you. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Thank you.
And one foot was bigger than the other, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Odd.
Greedy Pony. Steal his anime collectibles, but don't wake him up. One false move is all it takes. They've woken Pony, and he spit out a mouthful of gin.
Get set for your family game night by ordering games through the shopping center link at MikeOMaraShow.com. Target and Walmart have all your favorites to make family game night fun.
Greedy Pony by Robco.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The holidays are approaching, so it's time to start thinking about what you're going to give your loved ones. Well, look no further than a personalized coffee subscription from Trade Coffee. Trade Coffee is a coffee subscription service that makes it simple to discover new coffees and make your best cup of joe at home every day. Trade partners with the nation's top-rated independent roasters to send you coffee that they know you will love fresh to your home and on your preferred schedule. It's the perfect gift for loved ones. Trade makes it easy with their digital gifting options for last-minute shoppers or their coffee and equipment bundles for something under the tree. I love it. I'm drinking now a coffee called Kickstart. There it is right there. It's got chocolate brown sugar. It's full-bodied. Comes just like that.
How do it smell?
Oh, it's got a rich smell, coffee smell. Mm. Fills the whole kitchen. I love it. Treat yourself or the coffee lover in your life with Trade Coffee. Right now, Trade is offering our listeners a total of $30 off a subscription and access to limited time holiday specials at drinktrade.com/TMOS. That's drinktrade.com/TMOS for $30 off. Remember, drinktrade.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I want to ask you guys about Jones Soda because we used to have that back in the day, and I remember when they brought that into the radio studio right around Thanksgiving time for their Thanksgiving dinner soda. It was vile.
Horrible.
Now, You, I'm sure, did this, but Oscar comes in today and says that he's buying like
I purchased it last week.
Why? Why in the name of God?
So I want to try it on the show, and clearly you guys have done this before, so I feel like I'm retreading.
It's more of a holiday tradition. Yeah, well, they make different variants every year.
Yeah, okay, great. This is a turkey and gravy soda.
And to be fair, Jones makes really fine fruit-flavored sodas, like around the 11 months of the year that they're not shilling turkey
Nothing
soda.
Nothing diet, though, right?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think it's Alex Jones soda.
Yeah, Alex Jones.
So right now we're going to do that. I'm in the hole for $35 billion currently, and I'm going to try this soda. Try my Alex. The space-time continuum is basing this soda pop on the titty paper.
You got to pretend to slap yourself.
Yeah. That's because you're a progressive. You're a progressive. And that's right. You're buying into that liberal BS. I don't like it. I'm going to take the soda now. Tastes just like Thanksgiving. Alex Jones soda.
Alex Jones soda.
Please give me a piece of that. I need every dime I can get. I'm losing my ass in court. I don't know. These lawyers were a conspiracy. They were aliens from space. They came down, came into the airport, defended me in court, and lost me $56 billion. This is not. They are not the attorneys I selected. I know because I looked in his eyes, and when I looked in his eyes, I could tell that was not the same guy that I retained back 2 months ago. The man that walked in the court is a space alien.
Oh, dear.
Mr. Jones, are you chewing gum?
Oh, yes.
Are you chewing gum?
This is a lozenge. I bit my tongue at breakfast.
You're going to have to spit out the lozenge, sir.
I can't. I've cut my tongue badly, and it's making it feel better. I had a Texas omelet for breakfast.
Do you taste copper, Mr. Jones?
Let me see. Yeah, a little bit. That means there's still blood. And listen, I don't want to talk about my tongue. I want to talk about my delicious Jones soda.
Aren't you coming out with the new tongue blood soda?
Oscar, how much did you pay for your soda?
$40.
For a bottle?
For six bottles.
Oh, a six pack. Well, now that's reasonable.
For six bottles of the
turkey
stuff?
And gravy soda. It said new so release.
Have you ever done it before?
I called Market. I called Harris Teeter to just drive there. I had to order from the HQ in Tacoma, Washington.
Jones's HQ?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you can write it off if you bring it into the show and drink it on the air.
Yeah, but if you've done it, then I feel like it's a retread.
Well, no, it's a new flavor, though. Because I remember green bean casserole soda. I remember stuffing soda.
What are the flavors they have? Do they have any other flavors?
No, this is the exclusive for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Exclusive.
Right. They're laser focused this year.
I can't wait. It's Thanksgiving
Mike,
in a bottle.
It's everyone's favorite brown soda.
I've had the Gobbler Bowl as of late from Wawa.
And you could have gotten the rainbow pack.
We never talked about the transactions I sent you guys last week.
Oh, yeah.
From my credit card.
I think you're
all of the restaurants that the palette of a blue
okay,
blood.
So Oscar sends us last week a copy of his receipts from either one of his payment services that he uses all the time.
Yeah.
And it's all of his meals.
Yes.
All of his meals were convenience store meals last
outside
week.
Of my Freshly's that I eat during the day. All the rest of them are snacks. Snacks.
Mike, I have the actual transaction list here.
May I just set the table?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could see in a snapshot on Apple Pay everything you've just spent your money on. Because when you spend it, it just hits your credit card. So I look at my credit card.
Jones, by the way, does have diet sodas.
I somehow stumbled onto this one feed and seeing the actual logos of the convenience stores and the restaurants that I have spent my money on.
Yeah, mostly like gas station.
Cut
food.
Me to the
quick.
The quick, where I said, I have to share this with my fellow
So
brother.
You have a go-to. You must have a go-to.
I do.
We just saw the numbers. We didn't see
well, it appears
what the
items
were.
There's three. There's one merchant that is mentioned three times.
Yeah, why don't you 7-Eleven, break
down? Right?
Okay, yeah. No. The most recent transaction in the screenshot is Taco Bell. And I used to have a theory that no matter what you bought, you could not spend more than $11 at Taco Bell. That was just impossible. Well, Oscar's defeated that.
I lost weight eating Taco Bell this week. Yeah. I should point that out.
Yeah,
I had three soft tacos, regular soft tacos, and then I realized that I could, because that was going to be my only meal for like hours, I went back through the line because she didn't give me a straw. Damn it, Taco Bell. Yes. And then I got a bean burrito.
Yes.
So that was, and I stayed on. I stayed on.
You know what calories. They say, Mike? The motto is, and it comes from Yum Foods: is soft tacos, soft BMs. That's their motto.
These are late night or work in between meal pickups.
And well, I don't know. From the screen cap, this says Taco Bell. He patronized 14 minutes ago, and he spent $27.33. That's at Taco Bell.
Order.
That is.
Yeah.
That's
well, they
a big
got the
order.
New fries, the new taco fries. We had to try them.
Is that your own? So you did get something for your
my
wife.
For my wife.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah, that's a two-for order. I'm fine with that.
Mike.
That's it. By the way, that's what fast food has become, though. For two
it's
people.
It's super expensive.
Yeah.
$30.
Yeah.
Basically.
10 okay. hours before the screen cap, the first time we see this merchant, and we'll Friday. See them again, $25.89 at Wawa.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. What do you get at Wawa? What's your go-to?
I think that particular day, which I like to call my cheat day.
Hasn't every day been your cheat day for a long time?
It has been. I got the Gobbler Bowl, Mike, which is Thanksgiving.
Oh, the Gobbler
bowl.
Bowl at Wawa. Now, listen, if you're talking about your Sheetz, your 7-Elevens, your Wawas, your Cumberland Farms, don't know what you got
Royal
out there
Farms.
On the West Coast, Royal Farms. I think the Wawa, as far as going in and getting your eat on, is the best of the bunch. Would you agree with
Agreed.
Me on that?
Yes. And it's even better when there isn't diesel or any sort of gasoline outside of your window. It's the City Wawa, which is just a little restaurant. A
just the
of
food.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Cool. Very beautiful. All right. Mike, and then the day before, he went to Pret-a-Manger, which is a little French.
We splurged for some food.
$30.
What was that?
$30.73 at Pret-a-Manger.
It's a step up from Wawa.
It's a cafe, Mike.
It's a cafe.
Yes.
Pret-a-Manger? Is that the one that's in the building?
No.
They have two locations, one on L Street and one on K Street. And
spell it for me. I'm curious. Spread it for me.
Pret space A space Manger. And my backward French seems to think it translates to ready to eat.
They have
is it luxury
they've
food?
They've got a bang
or?
Bang chicken wrap that my wife and I really love.
You love convenience food. That is too funny. I love that.
On Tuesday, though, Mike, he returns to his old favorite and drops $14.53 at Wawa.
Yeah. Couple
really?
Red Bulls.
Yeah.
Couple Starbucks one shots. That'll get you.
And then,
dude, I can't believe you got that Thanksgiving soda. I'm on their website now, and I'm getting excited about it.
I'll send you some.
Watermelon soda.
You see,
I'd try that.
Their stuff is good when it's like fruit flavored. Yeah.
Extra sour black cherry.
Oh,
they
yes.
got that, too.
Cherry soda's
good. Pineapple cream. That sounds a little gross.
No, pineapple soda's good.
Really?
Fanta makes a pineapple
Fanta.
Soda. Fanta.
All right. Fanta.
The Fanta ladies. The Fantanas.
On Tuesday, in addition to Wawa, he also had a generic Postmates order for $36.75. Do you recall what that is?
Oh, what was that?
And that's a big
Shannon
one.
Shannon was pissed.
That's almost 40 boons.
Was it food?
Yeah,
related?
It was my fourth meal. She said, why would you order food after we ate food? I said, I was still hungry.
I'm still hungry.
It was some sort of fast food, I'm sure.
But that's a lot of money for just some fast food.
Well, I always order something for her, and then I end up eating it.
Well, the Postmates, also, there's a delivery fee at play there.
Correct.
Mike, on Monday.
What is a foo-foo berry?
I think that's a made-up berry.
A foo-foo berry cane sugar soda.
Foo-foo meaning like elegant or sort of like a Paris Hilton type foo-foo drink.
I have no idea.
I think it must be fake.
I'm looking at the reviews. Pronounced F-U-F-U berry.
Yeah.
This mysteriously charming pink flavor has been long a source of intrigue, perplexing flavor connoisseurs everywhere. Are you a flavor expert? Do you know what foo-foo berry really is?
I got it.
What?
This is from the Urban Dictionary. The greatest soda flavor ever produced by mortal means.
Wow.
With 46 grams of pure cane sugar and delicious berry flavor. It's produced by Jones Soda.
So it is made up.
Yeah.
Mike, I've got favorite. All these reviews are favorite soda.
You must splurge for the holidays.
No, I don't need any more sugar in my diet. I really don't. I'm eating my vegan cinnamon rolls. Those are satisfying.
Where are you getting those?
Some place down here that makes vegan cinnamon rolls. They are, you can eat, you know, if you go to Cinnabon and you eat a cinnamon roll and then, you know, for 10 minutes, you're going, not the case with these. They're yummy, nummy.
Okay. Mike, the most reasonable purchase on the list is probably this one from Monday. Chipotle Mexican Grill, $17.27.
Yeah.
That's a solo order.
I'm guessing that's a burrito and chips.
It was like 9 p.m. Caught him right before they closed in the city. Was it work? And I said, Shannon, no need for the grapes and granola. I've got Chipotle.
Did you just a burrito though? Yeah. Okay.
When the soda arrives, bring it in and give everybody a little taste.
All right,
why don't you pick the day our intern Marco is here? You
know? Next Tuesday, we shall celebrate.
He'll say, next Tuesday. That's a wonderful idea.
That's grody.
Yeah. How do you like Marco? Rob, that was a little bit of a dig. I always like to take your temperature on the interns. Rob doesn't like him. I can tell right
away.
He's
tall, good looking, and young.
He is tall, good looking, and young. And I'm sure he thinks I'm ancient.
She hates him.
But he is with it, and he is he's a smart kid. I like him. He also interned last summer, so I knew him in the past. He likes music, which is kind of cool. When he was leaving at the end of last summer, he mentioned in passing to me he liked Fleetwood Mac. So I had some extra Fleetwood Mac 45s at home, and I gave him some Fleetwood Mac 45s.
Oh, so you do like him.
I do like him, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's also passionate about his work. He got a pass to the Wizards and Mystics, press pass.
Yeah, he was sports broadcasting is what he likes.
That's what his passion is, or broadcasting in general. And he said, he comes over, he goes, Oscar, I'm so sorry. Would it be possible? I just got a call so I can go to the Mystics press conference. They're going to make a big announcement. And I said, sure, man. Like, you're all finished up here. He goes, okay, I'm so excited. Like, you know when people are excited, they're not jaded by going?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Likes I it. Love and it. Give him 10 years. That'll pass. Yeah. You got to take a break.
just before we go real quick, two more Wawa purchases, $25 and $6.
Oh, okay.
I got to change my life.
Yeah. Glad we got that in before the break.
Well, we have to be a completist. You know, Wawa's his place.
Got to Wawa, absolutely.
Here's something to rhapsodize about, an all-new bonus show that recognizes and glorifies things that are monetized and whistleized.
If you don't understand how money works, you're doomed to lose it.
Hey, man, you want to go to the Capitol Grill or Cafe Milano?
I recognize him.
You can't say recognize him.
Recognize.
I'm not going to let you. Recognize.
Oh, my God, look, I just dropped an orange on the floor.
Recognize.
Recognize.
I recognize an insult when I hear one.
Recognize.
Recognize.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I better get out of here before Dad comes home.
The TMOS bonus show is that friendly surprise that humorizes and arrives in your device every Friday. Get a subscription now and feel energized at MikeOMaraShow.com.
World. I hope everybody recognized our genius.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here is a message from Sleep Number. With days becoming shorter and temperatures getting cooler, your sleep quality and circadian rhythm can be affected. No one else can see Nikki, correct?
No.
I'm the only one right
correct.
Now. Correct. All right, I'll try to get through this.
That's new.
Gradual adjustments to your daily routine can help. Shift your bedtime and wake-up time 15-minute increments. Do it that way to better align to the sunrise and sunset. Turn on brighter lights in the morning to help you wake up, and keep up with a fitness routine to help combat tiredness during the day and sleep better at night. Speaking of which, did you know that 8 out of 10 couples say one of them sleeps too hot or too cold? Science tells us that regulating your sleep temperature leads to higher quality sleep. Sleep Number can help you out. Beds designed with temperature benefits, such as the new Sleep Number Climate 360 Smart Bed, can actively warm and cool on each side so you both sleep in blissful comfort with a regular sleep schedule. And studies show consistency leads to better sleep quality. That's nice. My Sleep Number setting is now a 75. Carla remains at a healthy 65. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because to be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Discover special offers now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Without further ado, let's bring Tex in right now, ladies and gentlemen. You'd think he was going to a Cowboy or a Texans game this weekend. A man who has obviously frequented one of the many airport gift shops in his world travels.
Yeah, I find a man in a hat to be so Vogue.
I give you Nikki Diamond. What the hell are you wearing?
Mexico.
Oh, of course it does.
Mexico.
Yes.
Well, have you been on the lamb in Mexico? Oh, you have. That's exciting. How are you, Nikki?
It's hard to believe that I have a passport, I know. I am well. It's Taco Tuesday every day. What's not to love? I'm in Guadalajara, Cancun.
Taco Thursday.
Yes, Taco Thursday. You know, when you're living this life, Oscar, you never know what day
time's a construct.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned Mexico when it looks like you're in the same room you were the last time we checked in.
I have very specific demands for my accommodation.
Isn't it true that most La Quintas look alike? So he always stays at the La Quinta.
The La Quinta. La Quinta.
My room number is La Quinta, which is La Quinta. 5.
Mickey,
hey, do you know what Merle Rogers' sleep number is?
What?
Neither do I, because he never slept around me.
Whoa!
Hold on a second. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen.
Mickey Diamond, everybody. Mickey Diamond, right here.
Look out.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, Bermuda Boy, how'd that delivery go last week? The baby making.
Snake Eyes.
Hey guys. All right, not familiar with the process, but that doesn't.
Mickey, have you ever had any problems with fertility?
I've tried my whole life to never have a baby, and so far I've worked, so I've had zero problems.
Congratulations. That's wonderful. Let's get right to the NFL picks this week, Mickey.
Let's get right to it. Hey, tonight, the Packers, Aaron Rodgers, Christian Watson, mm-hmm. A little twinkle in Rodgers' eye last week.
He's back.
Remember week one, Watson drops the bomb, the rookie wide receiver, and Rodgers like, you're dead to me for 8 weeks. Well, 8 weeks is over, and apparently he's good 3 touchdowns. So I say Green Bay got a little life left in him. I'd say they defeat the Titans tonight. The Titans, they got Derrick Henry and nothing else. I think the Packers cover that 3 points. Lamar Jackson, baby. The Ravens off the bye against the Carolina Panthers. Baker Mayfield. Wow. New team, same old Baker. Ravens roll, baby. They're about to get that one feed. Sorry, Jimmy Cerino. Look out in Buffalo. It's snowing 12 feet. Hey, guys. Get a dome stadium. You live in Buffalo. What do you think's going to happen, okay? I want full
work. And he's going out of his mind. He's ranting. He's ranting.
Anyway,
you're going to give yourself an aneurysm.
Yeah. Calm down. Bears, baby. Justin Fields, a new fantasy football sensation, getting 3 points at the Falcons. Atlanta, you had a good run, but we saw last week we picked Carolina to beat you. The Bears going to Atlanta, and they win. Oh, the Saints at home against the Rams. Really, Rams? Super Bowl and now one of the worst teams in the league? That's what's happening. That's what's Cooper Kupp. Hey, the cup is half empty because he's hurt, baby. They're going down. The Saints roll. And your Carla Fantasy Player of the Week. We mentioned him earlier. You hear that knock? It's Lamar Jackson. It's a Raven. It's Edgar Allan Glow Gang, baby! Absolutely! Yes! Derp Glow, we got this! It's a Raven! It's a Raven! It's Carla! The fantasy of the week. Her sleep number is gorgeous, because she's my fantasy, just like yours, baby! All right, good night, see ya! Mexico, margarita time on the big
fantasy! I'm sweating after that appearance.
Me too.
By Nikki Diamond right
live
there.
From the La Quinta.
Oh, Ravens fans going to love that. That's a good game tonight. That's a really good game tonight.
Packers Titans.
It's getting a little hot, and I'm jacked. I'm jacked for the NFL because we got Sunday Giants and Thanksgiving Day Giants, although they're probably going to get their asses handed to them. But it's Cowboys Giants. I'm very, very excited. And a little spark, would you say, when the Washington team, the Commanders, even with all the crap, with Dan Snyder, with all of it.
Yes.
Isn't it funny? Because I feel that a little bit too, having lived there as long as I did. When they pull an upset like they did over the Cowboys, not over the Cowboys.
The Eagles.
I got them confused. After they beat the undefeated Eagles, there's that thing again. So it's. I think that answered the question for me as I was wondering, you know, if they knock out a few, if they have a couple of good seasons, if they get rid of that owner, that team will be. I'd still love them to see that. Let me ask you this real quick. We're running out of time, but I want to ask you guys
please.
This. Because as much as I am a Giants fan, and I grew up a Giants fan, and but I was around the football team when I had my career in D.C. And I wonder, if they got a new owner, if a new owner came in, is there a possibility? Can a new owner come in and change the name of the football team? Or do you think it will be whoever owns it, it will be the Commanders from
Look, they can do whatever they want, especially with there's no heritage with the Commanders.
Right. Now it's easier than before.
It's easier with the Primes. He already owns it. Mark my words. The latest interview, if you just search Jeff Bezos buying an NFL franchise, you will see a sit-down interview with him and his girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez, and she's
a little plasticky.
Fine, whatever. It's okay. You don't blame the billionaire. He just moves on with his life. But she wants the team, which means he wants the team. She really wants him to be an NFL owner, which means it's going to happen because he's already put the P on the pedestal. We saw that earlier this decade.
Honey, I would like to have a football team.
Yeah. Well, I'd say she'd have a better chance of getting it if she didn't look like a mallard.
A plastic mallard.
Well, technically, she already has. Think about this.
Okay.
Remember, he left his wife for her.
Right.
Yeah, and we want him to buy the team. We want him to do that.
I know. Yes. So could it be the Washington Prime?
I think it could be whatever he wants it to be.
The thing about the Washington Primes, though, is they would be scheduled to play at 1 o'clock on a Sunday, but they wouldn't show up until Tuesday.
Because it's a prime number?
No, because Amazon's late delivery problems.
Oh, that's what the joke was. Yeah. All right. I thought, I was going to make a food joke. Prime time. I just think the name Commanders rings hollow with me. I don't like their uniforms. I don't like their logos.
Oh, the Primes would be great.
I don't like the Primes. I don't like the Primes.
Primes and prime time?
I like the Warriors. Native Americans do not have the Warriors. That is not to me a racist name.
It celebrates the heritage. Yeah.
You've got warriors in Sparta and Roman warriors and stuff. I think that they could get away with that and go back. I might be totally wrong. I hope I'm not being insensitive, but I think it might work. But I don't know. I hate the Commanders. Hate that
it
name.
Doesn't roll off the tongue.
Yeah. We'll see what happens by that. And the Giants will win Sunday, lose Thursday. But I'll be numb enough after Thanksgiving dinner where I won't care. I might even fall asleep by the second half.
If they're in the lead. We'll stay up for that.
If they're in the lead, I'd be very excited. I'm so excited. My daughters are coming into town. I'm just out of my mind. As long as I stay out of car service bays, I'm fine. We'll be back with the Town of Sound right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody.
Here's something to rhapsodize about. An all-new bonus show that recognizes and glorifies monetized and whistleized.
If you don't understand how money works, you're doomed to lose it.
Oh, we did. I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry.
I had a great drive to school with my kid who was talking about Harvard. Said he wants to be a lawyer. Dad, I think I want to be a lawyer. I said, why is that? He said, because I like to argue.
Kid lawyer.
Your Honor, I object.
I'll allow it.
Have you been hurt on a podcast? It's no time to play grab ass, fella. It's time to get tough and call the law offices of Michael William O'Mara, kid attorney.
So an Irishman walks into a pub.
O'Mara is on the case and you'll get the money you deserve. The Mike O'Mara bonus show is so funny, it should be illegal. Get a bonus show subscription today through the link at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Michael William O'Mara, kid attorney.
Oh yeah, it's driving me nuts.
He knows all about the birds and the bees, but it's his opponents in the courtroom who are really
you can't handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Glad to have you along on a fabulous Thursday episode. People will try anything to lose weight. Insane workouts, eating nothing but grapefruit, questionable teas. But if you're looking for a more sustainable approach, Noom Weight is ready to help. Their psychology-based approach focuses on progress instead of perfection. Off days are part of the process, and Noom Weight helps you get back on track. Choose your level of support from 5-minute daily check-ins to personal coaching. Noom Weight's approach is based on scientific principles that help you better understand your relationship with food. 95% of customers say Noom Weight is a good long-term solution, and active Noomers lose an average of 15 pounds in 16 weeks. I love Noom Weight because it works Oscar loves Noom. I love Noom. Carla loves it as well. If you are done trying everything to lose weight, then try Noom Weight. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom.com/TMOS to sign up for your trial today and check out Noom's first ever book, The Noom Mindset, a deep dive into the psychology of behavior change. Available for pre-order wherever books are sold.
Sound.
Town.
Sound.
Town.
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 We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
When I issued a statement yesterday that I don't care for pickleball, I did not realize that CBS, the Tiffany Network, is airing tonight a 2-hour celebrity pickleball competition.
I'll watch it.
Yeah, and, it's massive.
It's massive. But Mike, is it as exciting as this parody song?
There's a brand new game.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for setting that. Sometimes we don't have to communicate before the show. He wanted it and he got it, and it was automatic.
It was perfect.
Absolutely.
Now here's
want to start it one more time. Let's see.
Of course.
Maybe I'll give it a little longer time now. Okay?
Maybe.
All right. Let's try it.
There's a brand new game.
Maybes don't count, do they?
We're going to pickleball.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. Right. It's half ping pong and half tennis.
Yeah,
duh.
Yeah,
Shaquille O'Neal is convinced that there are two moons.
What?
There are two moons in the sky. And
really?
Yeah, this was from, I think it was last night's Inside the NBA.
I have a new theory. There's more than one moon.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you my theory. The other day I was riding, and the moon was on the left. And I'm keep going straight, didn't make any turns, and about 20 minutes later, the moon was behind me.
That's because it was moving, fool.
There's more than one moon. And then another 45 seconds, the moon was on my right. It's more than one moon.
More than one moon, Mike.
I just love him, love him, love him. Oh, God, that's pure entertainment.
My favorite
part
is because it's moving, fool.
That's sparkly.
Yeah,
I love it. Awesome.
All right.
Show.
Meanwhile, in Arkansas, the fire chief has been fired. His name is, it's a city in Arkansas. The fire chief, Alan Hicks, has been fired because he.
Kind of interesting name for somebody who lives in Arkansas.
I wasn't going to say a word.
Yeah.
He sent some emojis to someone he was having a dust up within the department to. He sent it and used the middle finger emoji.
Okay.
And I think it's sad that he got fired because it's not often. I mean, lots of people can run a fire department, but so few people are so well spoken.
Okay.
I would love to have this guy be the voice piece, the mouthpiece when some disaster goes down.
Is this Alan Hicks we're listening
this
to?
This is the fire chief that got fired. And I
Alan
just,
Hicks.
Yeah. And he's just so well spoken.
Okay.
I think he'll get
him. I was holding a chicken and it had chicken. That's the exact words it had on there. I just told the boy if he had a problem with me, don't hide behind Snapchat. Come see me like a grown man. There was no threats made. They're talking about another Facebook post I posted, was giving the bird. It was supposed to be in the thumbs up. It's revenge. It's coming from a former fireman that got terminated. I'm fixing to seek legal action, and I'm fixing to sue the city.
He's fixing to sue the city.
I like it. Good for him. I'm behind him. I don't think it's that big a deal.
No.
He sends
no.
an emoji of a middle finger. I'm fixing to get Laura. I'd like to be fixing to join that class action suit. I'm fixing to.
I bought crypto once.
Yeah, that's right. You know what, Oscar? I think you should be fixing to send him some Thanksgiving soda from Jones, from Alex Jones Soda Company.
Sody Pop.
Yeah, go for it right now.
You taste it. I'm fixing to throw up. Are you familiar with the band, the rock and roll band called Drowning Pool, Mike?
Oh, Drowning Pool.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Precisely.
Absolutely love them.
That's
yes.
a wonderful song with a nice melody called Let the Bodies Hit the Floor.
It's great for the holidays.
A remix hit the internet this week, and I prefer it to the original.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the
floor. Is that from you?
Betty Hill?
Yes, it is. It's very...
That just is so wrong. And coming from a world of alternative rock, hearing that remix hurts. Yeah.
It hurts.
It's painful. It is painful. It has a level of pain.
So between the Hallmark Channel and the Lifetime Channel, there are no shortage of Christmas movies that you can watch every night.
You mean
night.
There are no shortages?
There is no shortage of Christmas movies that you watch every night.
Just run for Senate in Pennsylvania?
I did.
Just kidding.
I got a sweatshirt and everything.
There are no shortage.
Mike, did you know that the shopping network QVC is debuting their first movie this weekend?
Yeah, it's a holiday special.
Yeah, it's horrible. Did you watch the trailer?
No, I didn't have the pleasure.
It's called Holly and the Hot Chocolate. And
so it's centered around hot chocolate?
Well, a lady is stuck in a town for Christmas, as they always are, and this place has the best hot chocolate in the world. I've seldom say, will you blow up a talking clip before it ends? But you may on this one. This is not a musical
like a trailer.
Clip.
Yeah.
Rudy, are you excited about the hot chocolate too?
Well, Rudy doesn't like hot chocolate.
I bet it's because he misses his wife, Nora. You think that's it? I bet that's it.
There's somebody out there for you and they're lost too.
I crashed my car in the woods. I could really use some help.
So Rudy tells me you are a food critic. Mm-hmm. You should do a review of the hot chocolate stand. It's magical.
What is it about this hot chocolate that makes it so special?
No cup is truly enjoyed unless it's served.
Stop it for a second. Yeah. It could be the plot of a porno.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Because, hey, you know, so two people.
I crashed my car. I could really use some help.
No, I'm at the hot chocolate stand, and it's like she's standing next to the dude, takes the sip of hot chocolate, and then boom. Yeah. It really does sound like it could easily be interchangeable with now Jim Amato or Twitch is going to take that and turn it into something, and we'll get sued, and it'll be a horrible
It'll be
Christmas.
Fine. Let's hear the end of the QVC trailer.
What about this hot chocolate that makes it so special?
No cup is truly enjoyed unless it's served in the presence of love.
Who is that? Robert Wood?
I don't know who it was, but it's Holly and the Hot Chocolate, a motion picture on QVC.
No hot chocolate is enjoyed unless it's served in the presence of love.
How's your mouth?
I'm Robert Wood. Yes. Robert. All right. What else
Let's
you
close
got?
With this, Mike. This is this was trending again, although it's an older tape. This is the worst version of Jingle Bells ever. And approach the holidays, I think it's nice that we celebrate the musicianship of elementary school students. And here's Jingle Bells, and if that doesn't put you in the holiday spirit, I don't know what will.
It's the school band.
Yeah. That was almost right. This is just the solo, Mike.
We'll be back with a wonderful, wonderful bonus show tomorrow. So if you like that type of thing, please tune in. Also, fruitcakes and some limited tickets to our show in April in New Orleans at the House of Blues. So get the fruitcakes, though. That's what we're really, really excited about. That is our annual fundraiser for this show to keep it chugging along. And thanks to Wanda Farmer, who's buying 14 of those suckers.
Yes.
That's right. She's sending them, and she's not just sending them to family. She's sending them out to people that want them. Listeners that
That's
want
awesome.
Those. That's the spirit
awesome.
Of giving. So step up and do what she did. It's fantastic.
You should one-up her, as a matter of fact, by 15.
Yeah, pay
That's
for
good.
It.
Very good idea. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao. Thank you.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at michaelmaraShow.com.
Michael Mara, radio entertainment.
You turn that down, Rob?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You're playing it.
Oh, I'm playing it. All right, hold on a second. Let me turn mine down.
I'm there.
Down.
You're here.
Yeah, you're here. That's right. I forgot that. David, we are on the air. There we go. Sorry. Just a little message for before we get out of here, okay? A fruitcake. Buy a fruitcake. Buy one right now. Don't you see? Buy a fruitcake for a loved one, and you'll be a friend to me. I want you to buy a fruitcake. Go to our website, buy it today. If you don't buy a nice big fruitcake, you will really wreck my day. Buy it and support the show. Join the folks that are in the know. Yummy, can't you see? Buy a fruitcake for you and me. Thank you all very much. Bye-bye. I'm Mike O'Mara. So long.